Welcome to the Student Activities Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is John Bullcock, and I am the Assistant Director of Student Activities for Greek Life and Off-Campus Housing at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I am going to be your podcast guide. This podcast is about the use of technology in leadership roles. We are in an age in which technology is part of nearly every aspect of our social and educational lives. From PCs to laptops, and smartphones to iPads, we are all engaged in the use of technology as a form of communication and networking. We know that the use of technology, especially in the form of social media, provides a quick and easy way to connect with people and provides a great alternative avenue to communication. Now that you have a brief background, this podcast will discuss the notion of technology's application to leadership. We will discuss the significant positive impact that technology may have on leadership and how leaders can take advantage of these opportunities. Furthermore, we will share with you some of the practical ways you can engage technology in your leadership and point you to some of the resources available to you on campus and online. You may ask why this is important. Technology is constantly changing, and making the best use of today and tomorrow's advancements in technology requires leaders who are knowledgeable of both the upsides and the drawbacks of technology. As discussed before, technology inevitably takes a role in our daily lives. Thus, the question is not whether we can avoid technology, but rather, can we keep up with it? As leaders, it is important that we stay up to date on the trends of new technology, as these trends affect even our traditional methods of social communication. Even though face-to-face contact is necessary, we know that there are times when the use of technology is far more convenient. For example, the ability to set up a chat room or webinar is an excellent means for communicating with others who may be remotely located. If, however, all members participating in a meeting or discussion are able to meet in one central location, a more personal approach or in-person meeting may be a better option. The use of social media, including Facebook and Twitter, to advertise events may provide the ability to reach a mass audience with one click. You may now want to know what is available to you. Social media has forever changed the way that leaders manage and reach their target audience. Here's a brief overview of just a few popular social media outlets. Facebook has become the tried and true method of reaching a target audience and keeping them involved. Interested parties can like your Facebook group and keep tabs on what you're up to. Additionally, you can create events and invite potentially interested parties to them. Twitter has more recently emerged on the social media scene. It has become, however, a true powerhouse. Twitter provides updates that are instantly received by those that are following you or your group. LinkedIn can be very easily compared to Facebook, and has often been called its professional older brother. As the name implies, LinkedIn focuses on links between professionals. It is an excellent networking tool between professional staff members, but also between leaders and students. In addition to the social media outlets, there are other web resources that can help you better plan, organize, and implement effective events, and help you manage your student organizations. The university scheduling website, www.mnsu.edu/scheduling, has different features which include university room reservations, student union reservations, fundraising requests, and special event checklists. Additionally, the CSU's Technical Services Department can use state-of-the-art equipment to assist your student organization with its sound and lighting needs for various events. Furthermore, University Dining Services provides an up-to-date catering guide on its website that can assist you in planning and ordering meals or other refreshments for your events online. If you are part of a student organization, you are also able to utilize server space to host a website for your group. You may visit the IT department's website at www.mnsu.edu/ITS to find out more. Groups may also utilize D2L to store and share information for their organization. Visit the Student Activities Office in CSU 173 to find out more about this option. In spring 2012, the Minnesota State Student Association approved the first technology fee increase in 9 years, As a result of this, students will notice many significant software upgrades on campus, as well as the ability to more efficiently and effectively use smart devices, including smartphones and tablets. As technology continues to change, its use will continue to be more prevalent on campus. It can be very convenient, but it will also affect interpersonal relationships. If used appropriately, it will continue to have a positive impact on the way we do things. This podcast was presented by Student Activities at Minnesota State University Mankato. We hope that you have found the information helpful. Find other leadership podcasts at www.mnsu.edu/activities/toolbox.